Boy, what an exciting time for Giants baseball. Game two between the Giants and the A's, Frankie Montas and Alex Wood. Let's bring in Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, you will not have a better follow on Twitter than Mark. It's great to have you on, Mark. A pleasure. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I have two screens going at the same time here to try and keep up with your questions so that hopefully you don't stump me with anything.
Well, I'll give you an easy one first. Being a Met fan, Joe Girardi got the payback from the baseball gods this week. The Mets had a great week, and DeGrom gave up a couple of runs today, but the Mets won again. Are the Mets the only good team in this National League East?
Well, it seems like it. The Nationals have come on a little bit. I think I don't remember if I said this last week, but the Mets are like that if you've ever seen in the sitcom, it's a common thing where they'll be like, okay, let's draw two cards, high card wins, and the Mets draw a three, and the other team draws a two. It's like the Mets do just enough to win the game. They figure out ways, they get helped by the other team's bad defense, they get helped by teams chasing pitches well out of the strike zone against all these guys that the Mets have that can throw, you know, really good off-speed pitches between Stroman and DeGrom and Edwin Diaz and all that. Yes, it's a bit bonkers for them this year, and it's a bit of a makeup for them for all the times that the Phillies bashed them in 07, 08, 09, 10, those rough years for the Mets.
Are you an Edwin Diaz believer?
I am. I had said before the season started that I felt like he had a 40-save season in him. For whatever reason, this year he doesn't pitch as well in tie games as he does in save situations. I guess we can file that away for the ninth inning at Citi Field in the LDS Game 5 between the Mets and the Giants, or LCS Game 7, like a Familia Connor Gillespie situation. But I think that when the other team is trailing, the other team tends to press, and I think he takes advantage of that very well.
Well, I've always said that if you put a reliever who's a closer into a non-save situation, he will turn it into a save situation. And I think more often than not. But good for you. I know you follow the Mets very closely. Good stuff on Twitter all week long about the Mets. And I think Joe Girardi got a little bit of the gamesmanship as the Phillies really fell apart.
Yeah,
they really did. Hey, Lamont Wade Jr. back in the spotlight for the Giants again. Belt is out who knows how long. And here's Lamont Wade Jr. Not many at-bats this year, really, when you think about it, less than 200 in his whole major league career. What is the story with Lamont Wade Jr.? Why has he turned this corner like this?
He has significantly improved, I think, as a hitter, and you can see it in all three areas, the on-base percentage and the slugging percentage. I think less chase in his game, if I remember right. He looks it's like he looks like he belongs. Like he had those 2 years with the Twins where he didn't play very much. I might be wrong on the chase, but he just looks much more comfortable. They win when he plays. He's taken advantage, certainly, of some bad teams, Diamondbacks, and he's shown some power. And it seems like it's so weird to me when, like, last night, Castagli homers and Wade now has four in 84 at-bats. It's like the team has adopted this strategy of just swing for the fences, and it works. Like, I feel like it's not supposed to work, and it works. They have all these games. I have a stat. You didn't set me up for it. I'll set myself up for it. The games with five hits or less. You're not supposed to win when you get five hits or less. The Giants have 11 wins this year when they have five hits or less. That's tied for the most in the majors. That kind of makes sense because they have the most wins in the majors. But the punchline on that is they're 11 and 12. The rest of the sport doesn't win at that rate. The rest of the sport wins like 20 to 25% of the time when they get five hits or less. And the Giants just keep doing it because they get these home runs in key spots and the pitching has been so good. And they've got this lockdown eighth inning guy that nobody can hit a ball more than like 40 feet again.
Right. The soft contact has helped the defense. But I always say this, in October, it's tough to live by the home run. Now, maybe baseball is different today. But you could do it during the year, but October you face the better staffs, the better relievers. It's tough to live by the home run.
Totally agree. I think they, if they were going to make a move at the trade deadline, if the Giants are going to make moves, I think I would make some moves for some guys that can hit line drives and that don't have a lot of uppercut in their swings.
Interesting. Boy, good stuff. All right, Steven Duggar. I said this on the show. Let him play. Don't ever take him out. And, of course, they platoon him with Slater here and there. And Slater, I think it's 3 for his last 32 or something. But what happened to Steven Duggar? You know, Mark, you bring up a good point. Mark Simon with us, Sports Info Solutions, of looking like you belong. I think you're 100% right on Wade. He looks like he belongs. Duggar now looks like he belongs when he's in the batter's box.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually getting you a belated answer on Wade. And the belated answer on Wade is simply now that he's crushing the stakes. Like, if there's a mistake thrown by a pitcher, he's basically hitting like 500 against it. And that's what good hitters do. You want to take advantage of pitches that are thrown in the middle of the plate. I purposely brought him up because I'm stalling to get Duggar up on my screen here so that I can give you the best possible answer on that.
Duggar looks better. He just he's pulling the ball and he's hitting line drives.
He's locked in against the fastball. Now, the one thing that I would say that would make me a little skittish with him is that he's out hitting like his contact. Like his contact has been good, but he like infield hits certainly help. He's got speed, so he can do that. And again, he's another guy that's hitting the stakes and he's hitting the inside pitch. I think we talked about this a week or two ago with Crawford and the inside pitch. It's true for Duggar too. He's crushing the inside pitch.
Yeah, Crawford opened up his stance and he can now get to it without trouble. Well, last night, excellent game. Manaea last night and Cueto worked very well with Casale and had that changeup, a split, whatever it was. He had his out pitch and he stayed with it. Tonight it's Montas, a power guy, Alex Wood, who's really a slider guy pretty much, fastball slider. What do you see tonight?
All right, so I'll give you two things. One is that the thing that seems to be hurting Alex Wood is, if you remember earlier in the season, and I feel like I pulled this just by watching it, like he had that slider that would dip inside and it would land at like the feet of the right-handed hitter. Yep. I don't think he's getting the swings on those that he was previously, and I don't think he's throwing the slider such that it lands there as often anymore. Like, it's more middle of the plate. I feel like that element of Alex's game has been lost a little bit. The other thing is that his changeup has gotten bopped around the last five starts. I'm looking at it. He's not getting outs with it. He's giving up a lot of hits, especially compared to the first seven. The changeup was very good in the first seven, not as much. Frankie Montas is a guy who has a great strikeout to walk, 4-to-1 ratio. And if you have 4-to-1, most guys that have 4-to-1 are really, really good pitchers. His problem is the home run. He's given up a lot of home runs this season, and his slider, which is normally his best performing pitch, has not been so this year. It's been off, and hitters have been doing as much damage against it as against any slider in baseball.
Is it the fact that it's in the strike zone, or is he off the plate with the slider and not getting the chases?
Oh, you're asking me things that I
wanted to come up with. I wanted to come up with one question that you'd have to look up.
You got me on that. I don't have a good way to look that up quickly. I just by just educated guess, looking at what I know. So 2019, 2020, he allowed 8 extra base hits on his slider, and he threw hundreds of them, like 500-600 of them. This year, he's thrown 260 sliders, and he's given up 8 extra base hits. So that would lead me to think that he's throwing more sliders in the strike zone that are hittable for extra base hits.
Okay, very good. I like that. Very good. All right.
I hope I'm right.
No, look, it makes sense. Who's going to say you're wrong anyway? So it's very that's good stuff. I love it. Belt and Buster. Of course, Belt now is injured, and I think this is a significant injury because, as I've said before, the Giants have these 30-pitch innings against the other starters, and if you don't get Posey and you got to deal with Belt, Crawford, and whoever's next, you're in 30 pitches. But yep. Belt and Buster don't have the same number of RBIs. Why are Buster's numbers way better?
Oh, so we discussed that in the past, I think. runners in scoring position. It was it's an issue where Belt is hitting with runners in scoring position, and Buster is not. And like Buster's got like it's surprising how light the damage is for Buster Posey, considering how good his season has been. 12 homers, 27 RBIs. You would hope that if he had 12 homers, he'd have, 40, 45 RBIs.
Really?
Yeah. So I think you'd be looking for more from him.
Okay. And Belt, of course, now is out. Let's see. Yep. Something to follow. How many pitches the Giants get to see in the first inning or the next time through?
Yep.
Because these guys were devastating. They would just run that pitch count up, and the Giants just fed off that. Mark, great to have you on, as always. We've got a big weekend next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, so I hope you'll be with us for part of that as well. So I appreciate it. And enjoy the Mets and the good fortune. So we'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. That is Mark Simon. Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter. Mark at Sports Info Solutions does a great job, a great job. I want to mention one thing before Mark Sanchez comes on and Bill and I will talk with him, and that is the tragedy that happened in Surfside, Florida. You know, Surfside is the next town after Miami Beach, and this condominium that fell down and trapping these people, and it's just the saddest thing you could think about because I lived in that area. This apartment house was maybe a mile and a half from where I grew up and where I lived for so many years in Miami Beach. So to see the scene and to see what's going on and the tragedy of this situation is just awful. So I just want to mention, my heart goes out. I see Miami Beach and I see Surfside, and I was there many, many, many times. And I just hope that we could get a good result at the end of this search and rescue. All right. More coming up. KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.